Join Tower Laboratories this Saturday, February the 11th at the Colorado Healthy Living Expo to learn the true cause of cardiovascular and coronary heart disease, how to reverse these conditions with Linus Pauling therapy without bypass surgery or drugs. Visit Sally from 8:30 to 4 at Colorado Healthy Living Expo, Douglas County Event Center, Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive in Castle Rock. Discounts of 40% Saturday, February the 11th only at Douglas County Fairgrounds, 500 Fairgrounds Drive in Castle Rock. Call 1-877-TOWER-LAS, 1-877-869-3752.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, good morning. Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning for the first half hour will be Jeanette Schnall, and she's living in Chile. She's left the United States because she and her husband fear, and with good justification, they're moving into a period of chaos and crisis here, and I will tell you that the people are leaving the country. We know that intelligence officers have been told, these are people retired from various intelligence agencies, that it would be wise if they left the country because a period of chaos and crisis is coming. And ladies and gentlemen, everything going on today is planned. There's a timetable. You can see this unfolding. They just haven't given us all of the details, but at least we catch glimpses of it here and there. And we know that they're going to take us into a war with a Muslim world, the class of civilizations that Samuel Huntington warned about. And we know that they're coordinating what's going on over in the Middle East today, and we know there's going to be some sort of a confrontation with Iran, and what it will mean, we really don't know. We know that they're intent upon destroying the value of our currency and impoverishing our people. So I understand why Jeanette and her husband have moved to Chile, and certainly Jeanette has a real estate business there. Apparently, a fair number of Americans are looking to that area. The economy is sound, the government is stable, and, hopefully they'll not be caught up in the coming world turmoil. Jeanette, how is it living down there in Chile for you and your husband?
Well, Dr. Stan, I certainly enjoy living here. I love the fact that I feel free, and it's like the time before 9/11 here. We don't have body scanners to go through at the airport. The police, you can still approach them on the street without them feeling like, you know, they're looking at you to assess you as a threat. You can go up and still ask a police officer a question. In one of the cities down in the south, in Osorno, they even help tourists. You don't get people coming up to you and asking you questions if you're just taking a photograph or, while you're being a tourist or something. That you don't have the kinds of crazy things that are going on in the United States. You don't have cameras everywhere. So I love it because I don't like living in a surveillance society. I came here because I want to be free. And I'm happy to give up some of the things that I enjoyed in the United States for the freedom. You know, we don't have all as many stores or goods and services as we do in the United States. But for me, you know, we find a way to get what we want, or we can get things mail order, or, you know, they're getting more and more things in stores. And, you know, it's you can still live a good life here. You don't have as many choices on things, but it's about the people and the lifestyle, and that's why I love it here.
All right, fine. Of course, you actually sort of, you'd lived overseas, worked overseas for corporations or government agencies, and before you retired, and you sort of analyzed the whole world, didn't you, looking for the best place to go?
Yeah, years back, I worked for a division of Procter & Gamble, and I did international field work, and I lived in Asia for about 3 years, and I also had the opportunity to travel to, for my company, and I traveled to probably about 20 different countries for long periods of time, not usually as a tourist, but for weeks, and, you know, in some cases, months at a time. So I got a feel for different places in the world, and so what I did was I did this just like a research project, and I looked at, you know, got the encyclopedias out, and I looked at different parts of the world that I was familiar and unfamiliar with, and looked at all of the immigration requirements and what the countries had to offer and how their economies were, and I narrowed it down to, you know, a few countries that had offered very attractive immigration policies, because we're not a multi-million-dollar family. We're a middle-class family, and we have an attractive amount of savings. We've worked hard and tried to invest carefully our money. So we narrowed it down ultimately to Chile, and the reason was because it has so much to offer here. It's a beautiful country. And that's something I wanted, you know, to enjoy the beauty and be inspired. But also we looked at it practically, because the country has a lot of natural resources. It's a natural resource-based country. And they have products for sale, such as, some of their exports are, for example, salmon, and they're in the timber industry, the grain industry, lots of fruits are exported from here. So we wanted a country where it was fertile soil and lots of trees, lots of water available, a temperate climate, and a place where it was developing, but it was stable. So it had a good standard of living and, you know, not go broke. If you choose a country like Japan, it's very, very expensive. But here, you know, it's in some cases, some things cost as much as the United States, but not really over. And a lot of things are very reasonable, like, your fresh fruits and vegetables are very reasonable. You know, you probably pay like a quarter off. So, and to get into this country, it's a very realistic process. And someone that has a moderate amount of savings, that say is retired and has a pension of $1,000 or $1,500 a month, and they can swing it too. So that's why we chose this country.
All right, fine. And basically, how can people get in touch with you if they're interested in more information on Chile?
Yeah, sure. Well, I have my phone number, which is in the United States, and it rings in my office here in southern Chile through my computer, through the World Wide Web. But the number, if you call in the United States, is area code 413-835-7961. It's 413-835-7961. And we also have a lot of information on our website. A lot of people are interested in this.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Jeanette Schnall down there in Chile. The last half of the program will be open line. We'll talk about what you'd like. Hold on. We'll be right back.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality product available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I own tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning Jeanette Schnall, and Jeanette was about to give her website, and of course if you want to get to her website, you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and there on the front page is a link to hers. It'll be under Southern Chile Properties. Southern Chile Properties, the banner on our front page. But Jeanette, how can people get to your website to their computer?
Sure. If they're on the web, they just type in southernchileproperties.com, and properties is plural. It's southernchileproperties.com. And if they can't remember that, then if they do a Google search either on Southern Chile or Chile Real Estate, then we should be on the either page one or page two. And I just posted a new article on my website. We have a lot of articles, and a whole section of information with maps and information about towns and stuff. But I just posted one. It's from the Daily Reckoning, I guess some affiliated with International Living article. And they posted what they, according to their criteria, the top 19 retirement destinations, and Chile was rated as one of those places. So I thought that was really interesting. So it's definitely an up and coming country. So it's something people, it's not for everybody. It's not for every budget, but for a lot of people, it's worth looking into. So.
Well, basically, in the past, you mentioned that people are coming from other countries there, people even coming from China to settle there and from Europe. Is that true?
Yes. Actually, the Chinese are right now the third largest group of immigrants coming to Chile. And according to the census figures that I have from 2009, apparently there is like more than 350,000 immigrants living in the country. At that time, 70% of those people are from other Latin American countries, but I will be really curious to get the new census data. But we have people coming in here unofficially through talking to people and stuff. There's a large number of Israelis coming in. Obviously, they must be concerned about what's going on in the Middle East. And Koreans are coming in. There's also some Japanese. And, for example, it's really interesting because I had a gentleman here recently that has three homes in three different countries, and he's putting them all on the market, and they're going to move themselves and their business here. So You know, they're not just people with tin foil hats coming here. I mean, there's a lot of people with you know, like us, with real concerns, and people that are well off that see this as a place, you know, a good choice for them as well. So.
And basically, of course, some people can go there and actually start businesses, which is what you've done. You actually have your own real estate business, and are you getting still getting a pretty good response from our programs?
Yeah, for a new company, we're going into our second year. We're really going gangbusters because the thing is that you can come here and it's, like I said, it's kind of like living in the 1950s. As I've said before, as far as a lifestyle, but Chile has, they want to bring people in from different countries because this is going to help stimulate their economy. They want people with know-how from the developed countries to come here. And so they're encouraging those people. So, for example, I come from the United States, and that's a place where the internet is very developed here. The internet is really at least probably 15 years behind the United States. So, you know, you can come here with those kinds of skills already developed, and, you know, we're doing very well with our website. We have so many people contacting us that are selling property that, you know, they want a professional company and with a good website to represent them, and it's just a service that's not available here. So, you know, if you want to work hard and you have a nugget of money that you can invest and some capital, start up a business, and you roll up your sleeves and jump into things, you know, there's opportunities here. There, you know, it's green and growing. So, you know, if anybody wants to talk to me about possibilities, I mean, it's, you can't have every kind of business here, but there's definitely some sectors where, you know, things are needed and people can make a living for themselves and, you know, live a pretty good life here. It's a pretty high standard of living. It's a higher standard of living in all of Latin America. So
you basically live in a gated community with a lot of other immigrants. Is that it?
Yes, we do. I live in a community of all foreigners. And it's nice because, you know, it can be hard living in another country. I mean, it's exciting and it's fun, but, you know, you have your times when it can be, you know, challenging. And it's nice to have other people around from your own culture and speak your own language and your own religion or your own holidays that you can celebrate together with. So I have neighbors from, one couple is Dutch. I have one neighbor, Swedish, a woman from Singapore. There's a gentleman from Spain that just bought a piece of property here. We have a lot of Yanks, a lot of Americans down here that are looking at land and the development we are, and ones that already own here too. So it's nice. I really enjoy living here, and it's beautiful, and, you know, this is a good place for investors, too, if somebody was interested. I mean, I think this kind of concept is really going to catch on where, you know, foreigners can come down and live in a, you know, a grouping of people. So it's a good place for someone to come down and maybe buy a piece of property and do a small subdivision and sell land, and we were interested in finding a builder, also somebody that would work with us and offer building services. And it's something that as people come down here and they buy property, well, they want someone to help them build a house, and it sure makes it a lot easier if the people speak English. So, you know, there's another opportunity for people to consider. So, come on down. I'm sorry?
No, you were saying that food, at least fruits and vegetables, things that are grown there, are really not that expensive?
Oh, no, not at all. Like, you can get lemons for, like, 10, 20 cents a piece, and kiwis, the same thing, 20 cents. Where in the States, I think kiwis can be, like, 50 cents, a dollar a piece. So the thing is, it all depends on your lifestyle. I mean, you can run the gamut. I mean, if you go out to dinner a lot, well, you know, you're going to need a lot more money to live here. But, you know, going out to dinner can be fairly expensive. But for somebody that, you know, just like, you know, living back in the States, if you shop at the farmer's market, you know where to get bargains, that kind of stuff. Well, you know, you can live within a budget. And the wonderful thing here is the property taxes in our area, mostly agricultural land, is free of taxes because they take their taxes in a system of consumption. And it's, for people that are familiar with Europe, that's called like a value-added tax. And it's rather high. It's 19%, but so you pay on consumption. So once you own a piece of property here, you can't really get kicked off your land because, you know, there's really no large taxes to pay on it. If you live, you know, within the city limits or, you know, a large town, well, yeah, you do have taxes, but they're fair. They're very reasonable. So.
Okay, now if anybody's out in the listening audience and would like to ask a question of Jeanette, we have just a few minutes more, and our telephone number here is 877-254-7524. That's 877-254-7524. And once again, let's get your telephone number out, your website, so people would know how to get in touch with you.
Certainly, my phone number is area code 413-835-7961. That's 413-835-7961. And the website on the World Wide Web, www.southernchileproperties.com. That's southernchileproperties.com. And if anyone comes to our website, we have right on the front page a place where you can sign up, and we are sending out a 15-page free report that has lots of information so that people can read through that, and it will answer a lot of their basic questions about the weather and the population and, you know, some overall my impressions of the immigration system here that I've been through and how things work in general. And so that's a good place to start, to read that, and then we can always set up a phone call with someone that has some specific questions to ask or has questions on any of our properties, or, you know, we try our best to help everyone, even if they're not interested in property, to try to, you know, give them some advice on other parts of the country they might be looking for a job or whatever, so.
And I think it's the most amazing thing that you can actually call a telephone number right there in the United States or right here in the United States, and it'll ring down in Chile, and then Jeanette will get back to you. So you can always get in touch with her, or as I said earlier, you can go to my webpage, radioliberty.com, and just scroll down to the homepage. There's a link to Jeanette and Sydney. Do you have a parting thought for our listeners before we let you go?
Sure. I think that one of the things is if people are wondering about the country and they, you know, do the information and they do some research, if they have the time and energy and money, I think the best thing is to just come down on a vacation type of thing and look around, and really that's the best way to get a feel for the country. So.
All right, well, God bless, and we'll be talking to you later on some of our other programs. I get us to mention that Schnall, and she's calling from the lake region in southern Chile. As I've seen the pictures there, looks like it's really a beautiful area, lots of lakes, resorts, towering mountains, snow-capped peaks, and